why we rarely ever talk about the rapture and the millennium. Their question was generated by all of the hoopla that has been created by some of the current religious gurus who have capitalized on people's credulity and insatiable curiosity and made millions of dollars by writing religious fiction like Left Behind on that topic. I tried to impress on them that part of the reason why we don't talk about those things is because of who we are as a restoration congregation. The spirit of restoration causes us to shy away from religious speculation, from extremely subjective interpretations of ambiguous passages. The spirit of restoration demands that we focus on the clear central truths and teachings of the Word of God. We seldom use the word kingdom in reference to the congregations that we attend. We have fallen into the habit of using the word church almost exclusively, no matter whether we're referring to a local fellowship or to the body of Christ. That habit has created a conceptual state of confusion. What is interesting to me is that the scriptures use the word kingdom more than they use the word church. The kingdom of Christ is mentioned 147 times in the New Testament, 7 times in prophecy in the Old Testament. The church is mentioned 104 times in the New Testament and never in the Old Testament. All of these references show that Jesus refers to the church, and the kingdom interchangeably. It is important, I believe, for us to pause and to be challenged by the idea that if we were asked if the church and the kingdom were basically synonymous, we would probably say yes. I want to point out to all of us that in actual practice, virtually every one of us sees them as two different things. For instance, would you ever say to somebody, "Did you attend the kingdom last Sunday?" You know you wouldn't. It sounds awkward. But you would say, "Did you attend church last Sunday?" Which means that you use the word church in a place where you wouldn't normally use the word kingdom. Would you ever say, "What does your kingdom teach on this subject?" But you would say, "What does your church teach?" Here's a really good one. Would you ever say, "Is your kingdom liberal or conservative?" No, I'm making an important point. Because we conceive the church to be one of those things, but we would not conceive the kingdom to be liberal or conservative. We would never say, "You know, there are so many hypocrites in the kingdom." We would never say, "Was your preacher educated in a kingdom university?" Or, "How many kingdoms are there in your town?" No, I'm making a really important point. I want to pause long enough. I want that to sink in. Because we think in words. And when we say the word church, if we don't have the right thing up here in our heads, we have the wrong concept, the wrong thinking about what the church is. I realize, I'm 71 years old here in about 4 days. I know I am a voice crying in the wilderness. But I hope that at least some of you will think seriously about what I'm trying to say, because I believe that is this misconception that is contributing to the struggles that we are presently incurring. that if we had a better, more biblical concept of what the church is, we would not be quite so combative and issue-oriented. When the translators of the English Bible came, I'm talking about the 1611 King James, when they came to the word ecclesia, they didn't translate it. They used a word that was already in existence. And when those first English readers of the English Bible read that word church, they already had a fixed notion of what that meant. That word stood for an institution, a religious institution that was already in existence, and it had an unchanging, rigid set of doctrines and a structured hierarchy. When we use that word today, often we tend to think in the same terms. If the word in the Bible that we have translated church had been translated more literally, in the places where you find church, you would have found assembly. You would have found congregation. You would have found fellowship. In our minds, conceptually, a much more broad idea. And there would be far less confusion in the religious world. Although churches of Christ are not the only restoration congregations in the world, all of us who are in restoration groups think of ourselves as non-denominational. What does that mean? When we view the wide variety of religious groups in our world, listen to me carefully.